the book Hebrews, part 317. I'm Professor Hannes Rethinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahshua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the two keys to the book of Revelation, a four book, nearly 800 pages thick. Actually, we bind it into two books because it's too heavy to handle in Bible study. And there's information that you have never heard about in your life, which is scripture, which is all just scripture. Should you be interested, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, plus 27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family, to those that is dear to you. Make sure please have a 611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. Or if you have the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, you are allowed to use it. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a wonderful pleasure just to participate in something that feeds us with the bread of life. If I say something, I mean the bread of life. He, Yahvah and Yahshua, the center of our faith, who feeds us with the bread of life. Hallelujah. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 12, verse 10. Hebrews 12, verse 10. But they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. That they is our earthly fathers. My father, your father. Different fathers chastise their children in different ways, meaning not to kill them every time that they are chastised, but on different ways. You know, the word chastised is very, it sounds very brutal, which it's not. It actually guides, leads and guides. They say if you want a problem, chase sheep. The moment that you chase sheep, they run in all directions. But the moment that you lead them, walk in front of them, they will follow you. Did you know that? That's wonderful. And that's also the way to feed up your children, is to lead them. Not always just chastise them, but and chase them and spank them. No. It's to lead them in an example. Children have got the nature of following those that they love. They try to copy them. That's why they have sports stars, rugby players and different sports stars and people in life. And there's no better star to follow as your father and your mother. Hallelujah. So we as fathers and mothers must lead our children. We must not chase them. For they verily for a few days chastise us after their own pleasure. But he for our profit. Now look at that he in your Bible. Your 16, it's a small H. Make it a capital H. Who's he? That's Yahshua. Or you can even put the Yahvah, the Father. Yes, that's Yahvah. He. For our profit. So what does he do? Does he spank us? Does he chase us? No. He leads us. Now I want to go back to that he as Yahushua. I can use it in both ways. Yahushua came and he led us the way. He went before us. Even if it's, although it's 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, time doesn't matter. Time doesn't matter. It is when we discover the truth, the revelation truth, the supernatural revelation truth, hallelujah, then he, for our prophet, he was bruised, Isaiah 53, for our iniquities. He bore our sorrows. He was chastised. He was brutally chastised. Can you imagine that? For us, generations ahead, 2 millennium more than, 2 millennium further, for me, for you, that's love. For our prophets, we allow to be chastised for our prophets. So we must also, as Yahvist, allow Yahweh to guide and lead us. I don't even want to say chastise. He will lead and guide us through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. That sounds like love, eh? That sounds like love. Through the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, where he teaches us through grace and the redemption blood of Yahushua, of what he wants to achieve in our lives in order for us to be profitable, meaning to be able to be used. That profit and profitable means for us to be works made and works men in the hands of Yahushua. Hallelujah. In order to accomplish what he has set up for us. Yahushua, what he started off 2,000 years ago. He says, be you my disciple. As he called Peter and John and Luke and all the other apostles. He says, follow me. Leave with what you are busy with. Follow me. And today we're in the process, after many, many years, in my life, 59 years of research and studies in the eschatology and relevant subjects, still busy following. The calling remains the same every day. Follow you, me. What about my brother? What about my sister? The calling is, we must first follow. Why? He wants to perfect us. And by doing that, he allows us to be led into the truth. Because the Bible says he's the truth, the light, and the way. When we are led by the Ruach HaKodesh in the truth, the light, and the way, we have truth to preach unto a lost world. And you know that today in 2026, the world is lost. People is seeking riches. People are following different stars, TV stars and sports stars, and where we actually need to follow Yahushua. You see, people has a need. People are made with a need. And they try to fill that need by doing other things. Till the day that you accept Yahushua as your Redeemer and Savior, and you are immersed in the name of Yahushua for the forgiveness of your sin, and you became a Yahvist, then you have someone that fills that gap, which a TV star or a film star or a sports star, where other people and other things have to occupy your mind and your time. that capacity. Now that capacity is occupied by the Ruach HaKodesh. Now he teaches us and he leads us through the Ruach HaKodesh. He guides us. And that's what he wants to do with us. He's the truth, the light, and the way. We need to live in the truth. We need to preach the truth unto a lost world. He's the light. He says he's the light unto our path. And Yahweh is using us in this time where we are living in to shine the light that Yahushua is transparent in our life, shining through us, in us, outwards. Does people desire to have what you have? I'm not talking about your car or your house, or I'm talking about what you present. You know, when you are an ambassador of a land in a foreign country, you will always present yourself in such a manner to present your country which you present. You want to shine out what you are. And this is, we are ambassadors for the kingdom of Yahushua. He says, follow you me, come with me. Come with me, just follow me. And it will be profitable unto you. This doesn't always mean profitable. Profitable that souls will come to repentance. Especially in the time where we're living in, where the internet has an influence in the lives of people in a manner that you won't believe. People are following cults. Cult leaders and cult people write articles and put, and it's also about this, it's all about Christianity. Putting it on internet, on Facebook, on YouTube. And unfortunately, people that does not have all the knowledge and hasn't come to the revelation word yet, they are blinded by church dogma and teachings like that. They don't see the light. They like the idea. It smooths their emotions, their brain capacity, their soul's dimension. It sounds nice. It's easy to do. I don't find Yahushua that says that your, when following it will be moonshine and roses. Instead, he says they will hate you because of my name. And it's not N-A-M-E. Of his name, Yahushua, they will hate you. If you today, where there's a couple of people standing and they're talking about Christianity, and I would say, I'm not a Christian. You what? You're Muslim? No, I'm not a Muslim. You Buddhist? No, not Buddhist. You Hindu? No. What are you? Satanist? No. No, I'm born again out of water and the Ruach HaKodesh. I'm a Yahvist. I'm a full-blooded Yahvist. Immediately you will have their attention. And the normal way that people is thinking, immediately they think you part of one of another cult. A lot of people think we are a new Hebrew cult. We are not. We don't practice the way of the Hebrews. They keep the Sabbaths and the 613 laws of Moses. We don't keep the commandments. We don't keep the laws. Why? Because of Hebrews 7. You can go and read it again. Verse 18. Where he's made it to none because of the unprofitableness of it. Hallelujah. Go read Hebrews 7. Verse 18. It's got no effect in my life as a Yahvist. All we do is we function in the original ancient Hebrew names of Yahweh, Yahushua, and the Ruach HaKodesh. Apart from that, we live in holiness. And that's why the light of Yahushua has to shine through us. It's the light, the truth, and the way. And you can't find a better truth than the revelation word. Hallelujah. And once you get involved into this, starting with the scriptures, wanted to understand what the word says, but he for our profit, that we who are part of the bride might be partakers of his holiness. So look at that last two words. Be partakers of his. That must be a capital H. Of his. That's Yahashua's. Holiness. Capital H. Holiness. You see the way that they write the Bible with small letters. And people do not pick it up. They just read it like that. And then when they read partakers of his holiness, then they think that his is Apostle Paul, because he's writing about, he's writing Hebrews, the book of Hebrews. He's the author. So now they don't just pick it up. His is Yahweh or Yahashua and holiness. I'm so glad that today, in the age which we are living in, we can read the scripture, not the passage, not the verse, not the line, not the word, but the letter. And it's the letters that makes the difference. Whether we understand the truth, we're living in a lie. Time has caught up with us. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahashua is coming back again. Hallelujah.